Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she plans to get off the high wire of politics after she wraps up her tenure in the Obama administration. Yet everywhere she goes, she is questioned about her political future, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman tells us in this reporter's notebook.
Hillary Clinton certainly has stamina. She's traveled more than 770,000 miles, meeting leaders of dozens of countries. But she really comes to life in those events that rarely make news. She told these young Indian women last weekend in Calcutta that she was entranced by their performance. They're victims of sex trafficking who use dance as therapy. In a nearby room, an older village woman holds up a painted scroll for Clinton. She's telling the story of how men come to villages in West Bengal and ask not for dowries, but for girls.
Thank you. Thank you for telling that story and doing it so beautifully.
Clinton signs autographs for one girl who showed off her karate moves and encouraged another activist to hand out plastic green campaign bracelets that say, "Cool men don't buy sex." The secretary checked up on the press corps later to make sure we were all still wearing them. She often talks about programs to help women and girls around the world, but what people most often ask about are her personal ambitions and whether or not she still wants to be America's first woman president.
2016 may happen yet.
Oh, dear. She's going to get me in so much trouble. Not only in your country, but my country.
At a lively talk show, Indian TV host Barkha Dutt kept showing pictures of Clinton drinking a beer with U.S. diplomats in Cartagena and working on her BlackBerry on a trip into Libya, an image that has become popular on Tumblr. Dutt at one point said Clinton now has a bionic woman image.
So why have you been saying no to 2016?
Well, you know, I feel like...
You're going to be that woman who's going to break that final glass ceiling.
I mean, you know, I'm very flattered, but I feel like it's time for me to kind of step off the high wire. I've been involved at the highest levels of American politics for 20 years now.
Secretary Clinton is at ease not just in those public forums, but also when she comes to the back of the plane to chat with reporters or sits down over drinks to talk off record. On this trip, she didn't do that until nearly a week in, after a tense period in Beijing. In China, she kept her distance from us while her staff dealt with the drama over the Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng.
This trip seemed pretty hard on your staff.
Yes, I've noticed.
Was it tough on you, or is this are these trips just routine for you at this point?
Well, I have the most amazing, dedicated staff. I hope they're not listening because I don't want to go to their heads. But you know, they literally work around the clock.
Are you going to miss this?
Sure, I'm going to miss a lot of it because it's an incredible rush to represent the United States of America. You know, walk down, you know, that stair from the plane, get into those meetings, do the hard negotiatings that we have to do on a lot of important issues. It's been the most extraordinary experience and privilege that I could ever imagine. But it's in my view, time to move on.
Before she does, though, she has more trips in the works. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.